It was the night of our performance, and as I looked around the room, many of the girls were nervous, fiddling with their hair or talking loudly. Suddenly, our teacher walked in, and we started to practice. It was going to be our first choir performance, and the first time that we had ever sung together in front of an audience. The teacher began playing our piano, and we began to sing. After we had gone through all three of the songs we were going to sing, our teacher told us that he was proud of us, and that we should go out and perform our best. We walked out onto the stage in front of all the people. The teacher announced who we were and started to play the piano. The first two songs we sang were called Jubilate Deo and Harvest Home. The first one talked about praising God, and the second one talked about thanking God for what we had. Finally, it was time to sing the last song. This was the song that we had been working the hardest on, the one that we had practiced the most. It was called Accentuate the Positive. This song says, "You've got to accentuate the positive. Eliminate the negative. Latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In-Between. You've got to spread joy up to the maximum. Bring gloom down to a minimum. Have faith or pandemonium's liable to walk upon the scene." Our teacher began to play the song. All was going fine until, suddenly, we all realized that something was wrong. He was playing the song too fast. We started to sing the song faster and faster. Soon we were off beat, and the song was still going too fast. Finally, it was over. A few days later, our teacher talked to us about our performance. Again, he told us that he was really proud of us, and that we performed well, even though the song went too fast. No one is perfect, and everyone makes mistakes. This is true in life as well. Everyone in life makes mistakes. We all do things that are wrong, and no one is perfect. But Jesus is perfect, and if you ask Him to forgive you, He will. He died for the wrong things that we did, and is just waiting for us to admit it. And when you ask Jesus to forgive you, He promises you that He will never leave you, no matter what. Even if bad things happen in our lives, we can always focus on the positive in our life, that Jesus will always be there to guide us and help us.